You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royzen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Mike.
Well, just like you had a great interviewee, that is David Linden, the author of Touch, the Science of Hand, Heart, and Mind, in the last hour, we have another great one coming up. That is Sharona Hoffman. Sharona is a lawyer and is the Edgar A. Hahn Professor of Law, Professor of Bioethics, and co-director of the Law Medicine Center at Case Western Reserve. She's got a wonderful CV, but also she wrote a really, really great book. I was asked to read it early and did write a comment, a blurb for the back that I said was outstanding advice that will make everyone younger. Learning about these choices with this excellent reference beforehand will definitely make stressful events more manageable. And that's absolutely true. She talks about when you should quit driving, how to do essential legal planning as we get older, what is essential, medical care coordination, the benefits of community living, help with home management, money, care, what fiscal decision, how you figure out retirement expenses. All of that is in this one wonderful book called Aging with a Plan that Sharona Hoffman wrote. I was, again, lucky enough to read it, but you'll hear her and her answers to questions. Hopefully I'll be able to ask as good questions as we got from our listeners on David Linden. David Linden, David J. Linden, or davidlinden.org. The book was called Touch. It's a wonderful book. I would recommend it to anyone because he talks about so many things that are vital to our daily life, everything from how you bring up your kids to how you touch your partner and what makes a difference in touching. And as I said, the email line is working again, and I apologize to, there were 7 different questions I didn't get to during this. And so I apologize to the people who sent questions in after I told you the email line was working and after you demonstrated it. So thank you for sending in the questions. Maybe we'll get him back again. So David Linden, the book is Touch. And coming up, Aging with a Plan by Sharona Hoffman. You can email us anytime at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. I got to talk earlier today with Jim Graham, who used to be a co-host with me on the show. Jim's wife, unfortunately, passed after a illness with lung cancer. She had been a smoker in her youth. They were together 46 years, but I got to talk to him today, and he and I met. They had season tickets next to us at the baseball game, and when we were talking about how there aren't as many people at the baseball games, including the Cleveland Indians, as there used to be, and I'm wondering whether the sport is, whether that's true, and I know that's true of football games as well. They've revised the stadium to fit less people. Basketball has just as many as ever. Excuse me. At the Cavs games, they were sellouts all year long, and I'm wondering whether it is the action, it is keeping people busy during all the times, it is having shorter timeouts so you have less breaks for the commercials between innings or between periods or during timeouts or between the change in time. What's making the difference? Or is it just it's so easy to watch baseball on TV and the games take so long that people aren't showing up for them in practice? I don't know what's happened to the TV viewing. Now, we were asked a question. As you heard, there are more people dying of Middle East respiratory syndrome in Korea. I think they've had 27 or 29 deaths. And so someone emailed me in and said, is the MERS virus sensitive or is it successfully treated by the antiviral drugs that are commonly on the market? And the answer is, It looks like the antiviral drugs do slow viral replication of the MERS virus. I don't know how effective, meaning is it 20% effective, is it 70%, is it 100% effective? I don't have that data, but we will find it out for you and report on MERS virus next week. What I do want to talk about, though, is one of the subjects that was asked about, which is our people with high cholesterol, is it equal in all groups? And the answer is no. The Hispanic population in the United States has an increase in LDL cholesterol, an increase in type 2 diabetes. So does the Chinese population and the Mideastern population. They all have these increases. But the Hispanics really are worrisome because only 32% of middle-aged and older Hispanics recognize that they have high cholesterol, and only 32% of those are getting treated for it. So it is most Hispanics with high cholesterol don't realize they have it, and most don't get treatment for it, and that will increase the burden on them for getting disease and on us for paying for chronic disease treatment after they realize they have it. So you should get your LDL cholesterol tested at least once a year, and you should do whatever you need to do, whether it's medicines like statins or other things, to keep it less than 100. And that brings up another question we were asked. One of the questions we talk about is that statins look like they decrease brain dysfunction. Yeah, acutely, that is when you first start a statin, you can get delirious. But if you're not one of the one in like 400 people who get that, then statins, 2 out of 3 people who take the statins get a reduction in brain dysfunction over time, according to these large studies of minimal cognitive dysfunction late in life with statin versus no statin usage. These are large epidemiologic studies. They're not intervention studies, so you can't put your feet in cement on them, but they really do imply that a statin a day can keep dementia or cognitive dysfunction away. So that's really some impressive data. Now, we were asked, one of the studies out this week is 7 ways to improve your posture. So there's 7 ways to improve your posture, and that experts say ignoring good posture techniques can lead to joint and muscle pain. So maybe you lock your knee while standing or sit hunched over in the edge of your seat. Sounds familiar? Mom knew what she was talking about. You have terrible posture. Correct posture helps align bones and joints so that muscles are being used and used appropriately, not having to do extra work and strained. And experts say ignoring good posture techniques leads to joint and muscle pain that can become chronic. So poor posture can be a result of obesity, can be a result of pregnancy, can be a result of abnormal muscles or simply wearing high heels. Unfortunately, slumping and slouching, and I do some of that too, so I'm reading this article and I'm saying I've got to sit up straighter, are second nature if you've done it repeatedly. So if you keep slumping and slouching, your body's going to pick that up. So the first thing to do of the 7 ideas, actually I think there are 8, but the first of the 8 is 1, sit up straight. Imagine you're a puppet and someone just yanked your hair straight up in the air. That's Iman Shumpert of the Cavs has that. For most of us, that would almost perfectly align us. And so that's how it should occur. Your feet should touch the floor, your knees bend at 90-degree angle when you're sitting, but your head straight up as though your hair is pulling you upward. Never sit on your foot. Ladies, this one's for you. Women are the guiltiest party of this. Next time problem, you're creating a tremendous amount of external rotation problems with your hip and knee. We'll go to the rest when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
Okay, here goes. I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than I do about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like PB&J, pigs in a blanket. Oh, and fish sticks. They do love fish sticks. Fillets I get, but sticks? What part of the fish does the stick come from? I know I can read a cookbook that'll tell me how to make a red wine reduction, but where are the cookbooks that can teach me how to cut the crusts off bologna sandwiches? Oh, maybe we can compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with brie? Everybody likes brie, right?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to push your food around their plate. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Are you truly fed up with that fat tummy? That growing muffin top which makes you feel bloated, sick, and tired all the time? Then I have the answer for you. I am so ready to share my Flat Sexy Belly program so you can get rid of that swollen belly and at the same time feeling fabulous and energized the all-natural way. In my Flat Sexy Belly deep dive, you will heal your gut and at the same time lose weight, improve your energy, sharpen your mental focus, and even sleep deeper. Go to drsuzanne.com/FSB and enter promo code radio at the checkout for half off the program price. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/FSB and use the promo code radio. Get ready for the new you.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, where we want you to take control of your genes, and we teach you how to do that so you can stay well. Pam asked a question about the study I had talked about on statins. It's actually three studies on statins. And she said, is it all statins or just specific ones? And the answer is it's just specific ones. But there are two of them that are common, Crestor or rosuvastatin and Lipitor or atorvastatin. Atorvastatin is now generic. If you get a prescription in most Medicare programs, It's $4 for 90 days worth of your Lipitor or Atorvastatin prescription. It's generic. So it's gotten incredibly less expensive. And it and Crestor or Rosuvastatin are the ones that decrease cognitive dysfunction over years when you take them. I'm going to get an expert on the show next week to talk about what happens if you have to travel to Korea, and you have to travel there and you want to know, should I, in fact, take a antiviral with me? What should I take? Maybe we'll talk about travel medicine and travel in the summers in general. And Brenda Powell, who was at the was here in the Wellness Institute and is coming back here, is really a travel expert. She's at University of Washington right now, but will be back here. And she's just a pro at these areas. So, and just logical as heck. So hopefully we'll get her on next week, and get your questions answered. Even though it's July 4th weekend, we've got a live show, and hopefully you'll join us for that live show. And if not live, you'll join us in after the fact. In 10 minutes or so, showing up on our show will be the great Sharona Hoffman. I say great because this is a great book she's written. She's the professor, the Edgar A. Hahn Professor of Law, Bioethics, and co-director of the Law Medicine Center at Case Western Reserve University. She received her Bachelor of Arts, magna cum laude, from Wellesley. We won't hold that against her. And her jurisprudence degree, or law degree, cum laude, from Harvard Law School. She actually has written this wonderful book on how to think about aging. We'll find out why she did it. And then what are the things you have to do? What should you do in what order if you've got a parent who's aging, or if you're wanting to plan for your own aging? How often do you have to revise, for example, your healthcare power of attorney? How often do you revise advanced care directives? So we'll figure it out, and be able to try to do this. I'm laughing because Don in Cleveland has sent me an email with a picture on it. And the pictures of him underwater. Cleveland, we have had more water, and I'm tired of the rain in Cleveland. We have had more water. I can't believe how much we've had in June. We ought to ship it to San Diego and Los Angeles and even Sacramento Valley. They need it more than we do by a long shot. We have an automatic sprinkler at our home, and it's flooded out, I think, as Don's picture shows. Now, we were talking about sitting up straight and posture. So, as we said, there's 7 ways to improve your posture, one of which, I think there are 8. One of which is, imagine you're a puppet and somebody just yanked your hair straight up, so sit up straight. Never sit on your foot. That's for women. Also, ditch the heels. The essential 90-degree angle while seated, you'll have to kick off your heels. But if you're a fan of the shoes, just wear them standing sparingly. Standing in heels can impact your posture, create an increased lumbar curve, which is detrimental over the long term, and can actually result in low back pain. Guys, unload your back pockets. Oh, damn. I love having stuff in my back pockets, because that does the same thing. Mind your workstation. So when you're working at a desk, that can promote poor posture habits by slumping over. I often slump over to look at the computers because my eyesight isn't as good. Keep your glasses on, Mike, and gently lean to the right, left, and get up every hour to walk. And try yoga. Yoga really does help, and just stretching out on the floor, I think, helps a great deal. And of course, if you're in pain and suspect poor posture, see a professional. There's a 8th thing to this classic list of 7 that I think is really important. That is, we get shorter as we get old. And one of the people asked me a question. I was saying that jumping is one of the best things you can do for your hip because it strengthens your hip. It's one of the few exercises that is easy to do and builds hip strength. It makes your bones more dense in your spine and your hip. So jumping It's just 10 jumps morning and 10 jumps evening, or even better, 20 jumps in the morning, 20 jumps in the evening. I'm doing it now routinely with jump rope, but you can do it with just jumping up and down and pausing in between. But anyway, it also, it seems, in one study, to keep your height. You'd think with jumping you squash your spine down, but because you stress your disc space, it keeps that disc space lubricated, young, and not aging as fast, so you don't shrink as much. I don't know how good the data are. I just found one study on it. I'm going to look at it more, but apparently jumping is one of the best exercises any of us can do. What do you do about flesh-eating bacteria? Another person died in Florida of flesh-eating bacteria. It's the 32 cases of this from Vibrio vulnificus. Anyway, this is the flesh-eating bacteria that kills people. It turns out if you don't have an immune disease, you're very unlikely to get it, except in one situation. And that situation is if you eat raw shellfish, that is, if you eat oysters, clams, or mussels, these Vibrio live in it and apparently get into your gut and get on your hands and get on your skin and really can do a damage to you. So don't handle raw shellfish if you can avoid it. And if you're working in a shellfish or a restaurant, put on gloves. Make sure you treat it just like you would any really infectious disease. And wash these and get, and especially cook them. Don't eat them raw, because it is people who eat them raw who have the problem. We also got asked another question about people with cholesterol elevations. It said, why don't Hispanics know about their cholesterol? Why are they different than the rest of Americans on this? And do all Americans have this small defect? Well, we all don't take our cholesterol or our blood pressure medicines any place near as well as they're prescribed. So these studies were done at the VA, but two-thirds of people who fill their prescriptions don't take them the way they're prescribed, which is bad news, because it's the way they're prescribed has a lot of science usually behind it to keep you at a lower risk of getting a heart attack or stroke or memory loss. So take it the way it's prescribed. And as the debate, there is a debate on, should everyone over the age of 50, even without high cholesterol, be on a statin drug? Because of the decrease in dementia, I think almost all of us over the age of 50 should be on a statin routinely, because it decreases inflammation in your brain, which apparently decreases dementia. Again, it's two of them that have been studied well. Atorvastatin and rosuvastatin, or Lipitor and Crestor, are the two that do it better. Lipitor is generic and so much less expensive, and apparently has the same benefits. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sharona Hoffman, Aging with a Plan. What are the essential things you need to know? She's written this wonderful, wonderful book. What are the essential things you need to know about what you do, how you plan legally for getting older? When should you give up driving, for example, and how do you do that? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
You want to focus? You need to focus. You need Focus Nutritional Energy from Action Energy. Focus makes work easy because it helps you stay on topic and focus your mind and energy to get the job done right. With its special blend of green tea, coffee beans, ginseng, caffeine, B12, and other key vitamins and minerals, this energy shot is just what's needed to keep you focused, stay alert and sharp, and make work easy. Now that I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots available at selected retail stores, or go to ActionEnergyAE.com and check out Focus. Go to ActionEnergyAE.com for more information. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Roizen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, M.D.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You've got a great guest you get to listen to. Me too. I get to learn from her. Sharona Hoffman is the, and I should ask you who Edgar A. Hahn is, Sharona. She's the Edgar A. Hahn Professor of Law, Professor of Bioethics, co-director of the Law Madison Center, Case Western Reserve, has written this wonderful book called Aging with a Plan. Teaches you what you need to do legally from a standpoint of preparing for you getting older. So, Sharona, thank you for coming on. It's Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. And I suppose one should say, how did you get both magna cum laude at Wellesley and cum laude at Harvard Law School and get to come back to Cleveland? We're really lucky.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
The pleasure's ours. So tell us, if you're going to say one thing, one meaningful thing for our listeners, who many of them are, I would guess our demographic is above 50, and many of them are in the 50 to 70 year age group and have parents who are older. If you're going to say one thing, what's the most important thing they get their parents to do if they can only do one thing?
Well, it is important to prepare in terms of legal documents and to make sure that you have all the legal documents that you need in place. The book talks not only about the law, but also financial, medical, social, and other challenges. But the first thing I would say is make sure you have a will, a living will. You have decision makers who can take over if you become decisionally incapacitated. So you have healthcare proxies, you have financial proxies, and that you have all of the legal documents in place that you're going to need if you get sick, if you lose decisional capacity.
So now, is it good? I know that. In other words, I have written out, and my wife is my proxy, and I'm her proxy, and then we have what you might call secondary proxies in case we're injured together. And one of the things I learned in doing that and learned from your book is you have to have specific people who sign those, who witness those, rather than just her or a relative witnessing those.
Right. So you actually have to get official documents. You either can go to a lawyer or you can download them from the internet. There are websites such as LegalZoom and US Legal. And those documents will give you specific instructions as to how to fill out those documents and what you need in terms of signatures. And that can vary from state to state. So yes, in many states, you need a witness. Sometimes you need the document notarized.
And so one of the things I learned was we had our lawyer who prepared them was in Pennsylvania. And this show is in 21 different states, 33 different stations. And in fact, five of them are in Florida. So they hit many of the people who this would be relevant for, that you need different. In Pennsylvania, there are different signature requirements on each of these documents than there are in Ohio, and I imagine that's true, as you said, in most other states. One of the things you go over, and maybe you can tell us, how did you happen to write this book? And 'cause it seems that you have such a good, in-depth understanding of each of the issues.
Yeah, the book actually grew out of a very difficult time in my life. During 18 months in 2013 and 2014, both of my parents died, my mother-in-law died, and my husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at the age of 55. So I was learning a whole lot about, as I said, the medical, the social, the legal, the financial, and other challenges of getting sick and growing older and ultimately facing the end of life. And I knew a lot because I was a law professor and a bioethics professor, but there's nothing like personal experience to enliven your knowledge and drive those lessons home. And so I wanted to take my professional and personal experience and do some good with it and really help others through this book.
And so you actually teach this area of law. Is this the area of law you teach as well at Case Western?
It is one of the areas. Yeah, I do teach health law courses, which cover a lot of the issues that I talk about in the book.
Now, we have a bunch of questions, and anyone can email me questions on UDOCS, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. For Sharona Hoffman. The book, again, is Aging with a Plan. One of the things that was interesting to me and that you deal with in the book is one of the first things is when do you take away, and this occurred with one of my patients this week, is how do you take away driving privileges and keys, and how is that interacted? How do you look at that in if you will, the decision to move into a retirement community?
Yeah, driving is an issue that is very sensitive and causes a lot of friction in families. It certainly did in ours. And basically, you have to look for whether or not the person in question is making mistakes. So you have to drive with the person observe them driving, see are they missing stop signs, are they having difficulty making left turns, are they getting lost. And then it often takes multiple conversations where you are very sensitive and sympathetic. The reality is we don't have very good public transportation in a lot of communities, and the person probably will lose some autonomy, some opportunity to socialize, to get out of the house. But you certainly want to make sure that they understand you care about them. You don't want them to get hurt. You don't want them to end up hurting other people through bad driving. And then brainstorm ideas about what else can be done. Can you hire someone to come in a few hours a week and drive the person? Are there transportation services for the elderly in your community? But it's a very, very important issue that takes a lot of thought and a lot of care. And the AAA and AARP also on their websites have a lot of advice about how you notice whether someone is not driving safely and how you go about conversation. And retirement communities, I actually urge people in the book to think about them very carefully. We hear a lot about aging in place and remaining independent and maintaining your autonomy, and that can be great if you have a large family to interact with, if you have good friends that will check up on you, if you will not become isolated and lonely, and if the home won't become unsafe for you. If there are stairs in the home, that can be of concern. Retirement communities, the good ones, will offer activities and social engagement and transportation for those who can't drive and all sorts of support services. And so they can be very, very good. They also, as I said, offer social opportunities that can keep you from becoming isolated and lonely. And loneliness is just terrible for people's health and welfare.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about how you make that specific decision and how you coax people to do that. And then does that obviate, or does it make it much easier on driving, or is that still such a issue with families that it doesn't? And then what other things you have to do, such as what are the essential legal planning that you need to do when you change your place of residence like this? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Sharona Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. The book, wonderful book, Aging with a Plan. Look up Aging with a Plan on Amazon. It's a really easy way to order it. Aging with a Plan, wonderful book, really good knowledge and easily presented. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Only half of adults in the U.S. get the 2.5 hours per week of aerobic physical activity recommended for health benefits. Walkers are more likely to get the recommended amount. More adults are walking, but better spaces and more places are still needed. Communities can promote walking when they create long-range plans, such as master plans, and design safe streets for walkers. Communities can also ensure sidewalks and paths are in good repair and have easy-to-read signs. Employers can create walking programs, encourage walking breaks and meeting, and identify nearby paths or routes. Increase your physical activity by starting a walking group. Participate in local planning for walking paths and new sidewalks, or work with parents and schools to encourage walking to school where it's safe. For more information, visit www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Royson, MD.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We've got a great guest, Sharona Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, who has written this really informative, really easy to understand book, Aging with a Plan. It's just a perfect book because it takes you through all the things you need to think about for yourself and all the things you need to think about for your relatives. So we went and talked briefly about the retirement communities and the fact that they really have a benefit for longevity, that is because of the disappearance of loneliness, and you can always find people there who you can interact with. There was a question of what happens. One of the times when I lived in a community that is in college, this is a 68-year-old person is writing this. She said, there were people I didn't like and I had to interact with all the time, and it made the living in that dorm not as desirable as I would have wanted to live on my own. What about that now? Are there people, what do you do with that in the retirement home? Sharona?
Well, yes. So that's a good question. But retirement communities allow you to have your own apartment if you're in the independent living section of it. And so it's really not like a dorm. You're not going to have roommates. You can usually eat in your own apartment if you're up to making your own meals, but there's also a dining room. And of course, you don't have to interact very much with people that you don't want to. You sit with your friends. You do activities with your friends. You have a lot of independence and autonomy. You have a lot of choice as to what activities you participate in and what activities you don't participate in. But one thing that I urge people to do is move to a retirement community when they are young enough to be able to look around and pick one that's a good fit. So a lot of them will actually allow you to stay over a couple of nights and to really get a feel for the community, so you can see, are there people here that you're comfortable with, that you like, Or is this a community where everybody's different and you're not really going to feel comfortable? So I do suggest some research and some time spent on investigating different potential communities.
Now, and I suppose it's part of that interviewing the people who are already there.
Yes, absolutely. You want to spend enough time that you can have some meals, you can sit with people, you can stop them in the hall and say, how do you like it here? Is this a good place? And so if they give you an opportunity to stay over a night or two, I highly recommend that.
What about long-term care insurance? So Pamela asks us, I'm being approached, I'm in my mid-60s, and I'm being approached by a lot of firms to take long-term care insurance. It seems to be awful expensive, especially since I'm in good health.
Yes, long-term care insurance is a very complicated decision to make, and it's best to talk to a financial advisor if you can afford to do that. If you don't have a lot of money, long-term care insurance may not be right for you because it is thousands and thousands of dollars in premiums every year. And if you don't have a lot of money and you need a lot of long-term care late in life, you might qualify for Medicaid and then the government will pay for it. If you are very wealthy, then you might be better off investing your money and letting it grow. And then if you need long-term care later on, nursing home or in-home aids, you will have the money for that. And if you don't need it, you won't have spent thousands of dollars for nothing. So it's really people in the middle for whom long-term care insurance might be of great benefit, because if you need nursing care or in-home care, it will pay for it and you won't become impoverished and you'll still have money to leave over to your family. The other thing is there are now some hybrid products, some new products that are combination long-term care insurance and life insurance, or combinations long-term care insurance and annuities. And that's an investment. So if you don't use long-term care, you can get the money back, or whoever inherits your money will get the money back. The downside is for those you have to pay $40,000 or $50,000 up front. And that's your investment. So all sorts of choices. Go to a financial advisor.
So one of the things we don't have in the book is some simple formulas. And there is a throw to an expert, if you will, when some of these issues do come up. And that's true with the legal issues, too. Is there, for example, a firm that now specializes in doing this that has a total wraparound? It's kind of like mutual funds did wraparounds on investments, probably started in the 60s or whenever. Is there something like that starting now for people in their 60s to talk about this and to plan it, other than just a book? In other words, have you or someone else started a firm like this?
I'm a professor, not a business person, unfortunately, so no, I haven't started a firm. I think any good financial advisor at a major firm, or some of them are independent, is going to be able to talk to you about finances and products such as long-term care insurance or reverse mortgages. The other option is elder law attorneys, who are very good, and there are a growing number of them across the country. And if you go to them, they will talk to you about the legal documents, and hopefully they will also know about these financial issues. So yes, there are a growing number of people who specialize in elder law issues and elder care issues.
And how do you find them? Is there a section in your book which shows you how to find them? I didn't.
Yes, my book talks about different internet sources that will provide you lists, or have search engines where you can find people near you that will provide services.
Great. I missed that when I was reading it. I didn't see those. But there are things like long-term care preparedness checklists that are really very, very good in this, in the book, that you have things that are really incredibly helpful. Again, the book is called Aging with a Plan. One of the other interesting things is the only state in the nation, and this we've got a question from Cindy on, the only state in the nation, she says, that has assisted suicide or taking yourself out at the end is, I think she said, is Oregon. And she was saying, is there any thought for that happening in other states?
There actually are five states, Oregon, Washington, Vermont, New Mexico, and one other that I'm not thinking of. But there are now five states that have assisted suicide. And
We're going to have to leave it there, Sharona. We've run out of time. Great book, Aging with a Plan, Aging with a Plan, by Sharona Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. Go to Amazon, get it. It's a great book. We'll be right back next week with a live show on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well. Thanks, Sonar, for great engineering.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case,
my arm is fine.
Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
The buzz is out there. Everyone's talking about energy drinks from Action Energy. One of the most popular products is After Lunch. You know that after lunch, mid-afternoon lull you may get? Kind of tired, so you kind of crash. Well, that's when you whip out a bottle of After Lunch Energy. It has caffeine and important nutrients like vitamin B12, ginseng, raspberry ketones, and green tea, specifically designed to provide that late-day boost to finish strong, tackle those afternoon meetings and presentations, those last-minute responsibilities, and even evening tasks. And it helps burn fat, too. Now, that's the kind of afternoon pick-me-up I like. Check out the complete line of Action Energy Nutritional Energy Shots, available at selected retail stores, or go to ActionEnergyAE.com. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royson Articles and Health Tips on Radio MD.